Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, the Pittsburgh Steelers have come away with another victory to start off the 2020 season, heading into week four now with a 3-0 record, following the Steelers' 28-21 win against the Houston Texans. Mike Tomlin took to the podium, as he always does post-game, and shared his thoughts on the coverage. My name is Michael Beck from BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, and right now, we're going to break down that conference to you. So Coach Tomlin started out his press conference with his usual opening thoughts, and he started things off by shouting out head coach of the Houston Texans, Bill O'Brien, and their game plan, which stifled the Steelers a bit to start the game. But as was the theme of his press conference this week, the Steelers' defense and offense, really, were able to make some adjustments that led to them taking home the victory. After shouting out the opposing coaching staff, he did shout out his own guys as well, who had a pretty good week in adjustments. He was also super proud of his team's effort in the entire game, offensively and defensively, and even in special teams. Steelers had quite a good day from contributors all over the field, especially in the second half. He mentioned it took a while to get going in this game. The Texans had a pretty solid game plan and were able to move the ball on the Steelers through the passing game, finding some soft spots in the zone. The defense did end strongly, though, which was something Mike Tomlin did highlight, how they had a significantly better day in the second half. Some significant stops he also kind of highlighted in that second half were Mike Hilton's huge pick and a couple big-time three and outs from this defense. He also, during his open statement, mentioned the two injuries in this game of Derek Watt, who had a hamstring injury that took him out of the game, and Deontay Johnson ending the game with a concussion. After that, the floor was opened up to questions, and off the top, he was kind of asked about what kind of happened in the second half that the defense were able to turn it around and have a better performance. Coach Tomlin noted that the team mixed up their coverages, and they changed some pass rushing assignments up a little bit, just a couple tweaks. Minor adjustments were the words that Coach Tomlin used in order to turn this game around, and really was the leading factor in the Steelers' defense, not allowing a single point in the second half. Coach Tomlin also mentioned how it could be frustrating for people watching this game, watching Deshaun Watson be able to move the ball as well and as quickly as he did early in that first half. Coach Tomlin mentioned that the team had to run the style of defense that they did, because if they ran a more man-to-man style approach, Deshaun Watson would have a whole lot more running opportunities and be able to attack the defense a little easier than he was able to do. So the Steelers instead went with the zone option and let his defensive backs kind of cheat up a little bit to help stymie Watson's rushing style. Coach Tomlin did call Deshaun Watson a special player with special talents that the team needed to contribute to. After that, he mentioned how critical possessions in the second half really were the difference in this game, how the defense were able to hold the Texans to a number of three and outs, and the Steelers' offense were able to stretch the field on a couple of occasions. Both scenarios let the Steelers come back twice in this game, originally down 14-3, and then again in the second half when they're down 21-17. Coach Tomlin also specifically mentioned the RPO passing attack, which was featured pretty early and often in this game, especially after a number of scenarios where Tomlin would talk again later in his press conference, the scenarios being when the Texans went into open field, goal-line style defense, which Mike Tomlin did suggest that if the Texans were going to cheat like that, the Steelers weren't going to run into it, and he trusts Ben Roethlisberger's ability in the RPO to deliver those passes for wide receivers in more favorable matchups. The Steelers were able to exploit those, and again, a huge factor why they were able to win the game. Coach Tomlin was also asked about the running backs on a number of occasions. He highlighted Anthony McFarland, who he even said was ready last week, but the style of game last week didn't really allow McFarland to enter the game as much as he did this week. McFarland had a number of big carries. He also mentioned that McFarland has a different skill set from the rest of his running backs, and he likes what he brings to the rotation of the group. He would also talk about James Conner, saying specifically James Conner, once again, is this team's featured back, and he's going to get the ball in the majority of those situations. Coach Tomlin did say, unless there is a unusual circumstance, the Steelers could turn to someone else if they're having a hot game, but he specifically again mentioned James Conner's the featured runner for this team. He still wants to get... Like we saw in this game, he still wants to get other running backs involved in the running game, like the Steelers were able to do. Benny Snell, Jalen Samuels, Anthony McFarland, and of course James Conner, who went over 100 yards for a second consecutive week, all got carries in this game, and the running back position really looked really solid in this one. They were well over 5 yards per carry, and it's going to be a position group of strength moving forward for this team. Coach Tomlin was again asked about the tight ends, jokingly after he was asked was suggested he doesn't think the team is going to, or reporters I should say, are going to wait to ask him questions on Eric Ebron getting the ball and his usage again, because of course this past number of weeks Eric Ebron has been a hot topic of discussion whether or not he's been getting the ball enough. In this situation, Mike Tomlin would go on to further say that his offense utilizes all eligible receivers, and they really let the ball move around the offensive side of the ball fluidly, and they want to get all their guys involved in the offense. After that, Coach Tomlin was asked about Mike Hilton and the performance he had in this game. He mentioned that Mike Hilton is a football player first and a nickel corner second. Again, he mentioned a solid performance from Hilton, especially in the second half. Hilton was on the receiving end of an early Randall Cobb touchdown, the first of the Texans in this game, who bounced back quite nicely in the second half. Again, Coach Tomlin was asked about adjustments on the defense, and he did continue to say that... even though the adjustments they made were minimal, in these situations, the team can find success in those small adjustments. So that's the breakdown of the Mike Tomlin press conference. The Steelers are moving on to the Tennessee Titans in Week 4 with a perfect 3-0 record. We will get more insight on Coach Tomlin throughout the rest of the week. Make sure for more great Steelers content and breakdown of this game. Make sure you're listening to all the podcasts from Behind the Steel Curtain. And make sure you're clicking on to BehindTheSteelCurtain.com for some great post-game insight, opinions, and some predictions where this team is going. As always, I am Michael Beck, Deputy Editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, and we will see you in the next one.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky?
In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.